tips on how to kiss. No one tells you how to walk, right? No one's telling you how to walk. Is that a good tip? Does that make sense?
Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast. Woo!
Yes.
This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. This holiday season, let Green Chef take the work out of eating clean with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes, featuring fresh ingredients with nothing artificial. For Green Chef's best deal of the year, get $250 off with code Cimarelli250 at greenchef.com/Cimarelli250.
Today's episode is episode 187. Ooh. And we are doing a Girl Talk Q&A. Me, kidding. Anyway, we're doing a Girl Talk Q&A where we ask you guys some questions. What? And
no,
we,
they asked us questions.
We asked you guys to ask us questions.
We're going
to
ask you guys questions and just intuit what you're saying and then answer.
I'm sorry. We asked you guys four questions.
And some of them were too unhinged.
Oh, no.
I was just looking through. I was like, no.
I did not look through. I was a little scared.
No. And some of them were just
guys, no. In their defense, we are saying TMI, which kind of asking for it a little bit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We were.
So it's okay. But some of them I'm like, excuse me, what on earth? Anyway, so let's jump in, ladies.
Also,
by the way, guys, we're going to change up the podcast soon. Ooh. But now I'm thinking of what would we do if we were on a couch? Where would we put our mics?
You have to hold them.
Nobody wants to hold them.
We could do stands or we can hold them.
You put them on stands. Well,
a lot of people just hold them, unfortunately.
I feel like that ain't it. I guess we'll see who can hold it, who doesn't
hold
it.
Yeah, you could have stands on the sides, in the middle you hold.
We're just talking about how we want to make our podcast more, what's the word?
Kind of like the setup we had a few seasons ago.
Unhinged?
Oh, yeah. That was a cute setup. I love that one.
We're trying to make it more, something.
More cozy, more comfy.
Unhinged. You'll see what it is.
I don't think unhinged is the word.
We want a new energy. It's not unhinged, but it kind of is. Because it feels like we're too hinged at this table. It's like, we're like, hello, welcome to the meeting. But we want to let out more of our unhinged energy, but it's not quite unhinged. Like, unhinged for us is probably different than some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some people's level of unhinged would be one thing, and then some people's would be... Like, okay, our brother Christian's version of unhinged, probably very different.
Yeah.
And our brother Michael's version of unhinged.
Oh, so true.
That doesn't probably make much sense to you guys.
Yeah,
but
they don't know.
Okay. Makes sense to us.
I'm trying to make an example. Michael's version of unhinged would probably be like jumping out of a helicopter without a parachute. I don't know. And then Christian's version would probably be like wearing brown pants and like black shoes or something. Something like
Could
that.
Could be.
I'm serious.
You know, he does like a fashion risk though.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe not that. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Changing his schedule by a half hour.
Yes, probably. Actually,
I feel like
probably like not having a schedule would be unhinged.
Something like that. Yeah. You get what I'm saying, right, guys? Okay, so we're trying to change it up so we can bring more of our energy into it. Does that make sense? We can't like get it out like a no comprendo.
Every time I cough and I go this way because she's further from me, Amy goes. Every time.
I guess like it's a reflex.
If you guys don't know what a no comprendo is, we explained it
in our last
episode of explaining all of our inside jokes. Okay, we're going to tell you our highs and lows of our week, and we're trying to give as much detail as we're comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
Because you guys were saying more detail or else it's boring, basically. You said it in a nicer way, but that's true.
Okay.
It's really boring if you don't give detail. So, okay, so I have a low turned high. Who am I, Lisa?
Hey, Ben.
Didn't Lisa always say that? Every week. I was thinking we got to try to plan this around Lisa, too, so we can get Lisa back in the podcast.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I wrote a list of goals for the podcast of, like, how to improve it, and one of them was get Lisa on here, like, at least once a month. Maybe twice a month, you know? And then other goal, a song in the beginning. Like a theme. Not a theme
like
song
we
with
sing
words.
Live.
No, absolutely not. Not that. A really cool instrumental intro that's like, that you get really excited when you hear it and you're like, yes, Cimarelli podcast. I just have a bunch of ideas, okay?
I love that.
Okay, so my low turned high. So yesterday was a dark... Oh, Amy was on.
I was. You seemed like it was a dark day.
It was so bad. Not the whole day. The first like 7-8 hours was really bad. So let's see. I was having a mental breakdown about being a woman. I don't think I've had many of those.
What does that mean? Is this like the Barbie movie vibe?
I can't think of what that is now that I'm... Oh. Now you say that. It was about being a woman and marriage and stereotypes and body image and expectations and aging. I feel like maybe everything.
That's giving Barbie where they're like, you have to be this, but you have to be that. And you can't America do this.
Yeah,
America first,
like speech. Yeah, and like the things we're conditioned with from a young age. Just like all that stuff. I was just having... a giant mental breakdown about that. So this maybe will explain some more. So then this turns into my high. So then my high was then I was like, Nick, we need to talk tonight. So then we talked last night for 3 or 4 hours until midnight.
Whoa.
And I was just talking about, I was like, it's so hard to be a woman. I wrote a whole journal entry. I wrote a letter in my notes. I wrote a journal entry, and then I read them both to him. I love doing that.
Him
a journal entry. So, yeah, kind of hard to... That's detailed, right?
Yeah.
So,
it's very detailed.
Yeah, that was a low, and then it was a major high. It was a major low, major high. But, yeah, just explaining, like, how it's so, like, scary to be a woman. Not scary, like, dangerous, because that's another story, but yes. But just saying how scary it is to be told, like, all these things are your value and your worth, and, like, kind of, like... You're told all these really negative things about men, and you're told all these really negative things about yourself. So you're like, okay, so men, horrible monsters, and me also only valuable because of X, Y, and Z, and that expires on this date, basically. So you're like, you're going to marry a monster, and then you're going to have an expiration date, and then this monster is going to ruin your life. I feel like that's kind of what the message that we're given is.
Yeah.
So I was like, that is really scary and disturbing. So I was like explaining all that to him. And going in detail, and it was like such a great conversation, reminding me that those are not true for everyone. But some people those are true for. Like those are actually true things in some people's minds. You know, but realizing that is definitely not it. It's just like it's too much in the media, because a lot of people who have that mindset are like prevalent in the media. Social media and what do you call it? Traditional media. So anyway. Low turned high. So every time Nick and I have like these long deep talks together, it's like maybe once a quarter. Those long deep talks, maybe twice. It's so fun.
I love that for you.
Because he doesn't talk that much every day. And then he just talks a lot. You know?
Love it.
Love that.
Love it.
Okay. So that's my low turned high. Next. And that was good detail, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we saw Nick at church on Sunday, and he was so cute.
Okay, Nick and I went at separate
times. He was so excited to see the boys, and he had such a big smile. It was so cute.
He's such a dad.
He just loves kids. He like came over and said hi to them. I was like, oh, so cute. But yeah, they were excited to see him too. Oh, I guess I can go now. Did you finish yours? Okay. My low was that the grim reaper of sinuses came for me this weekend. That's been one of my pregnancy issues, has been major sinus problems.
So weird.
For like months. This happened to me last time too.
Really?
Like apparently there's something about like, I don't know if it's the blood flow, but a lot of pregnant women experience increased allergy problems, and I definitely did both times.
I got a stuffy nose both times. It always sounded like I had a cold a lot, but I didn't get pain.
But it lasts for like months.
I didn't get discomfort.
It's like, I've had like sinus, like not really even congestion, just like pain. And like right that? Here, right there, headache for like about on and off for like about 2 months.
And you can't just take a bunch of stuff.
You can't take anything, yeah, really. I've just been doing some essential oils, but that's it. So yeah, my head was like pounding all weekend, and I was like, I can't take this anymore. but you just have to deal with it. So I just covered myself in all these oils and my eyes were burning. I think I put the wrong one on the wrong spot. I was like, my eyes were watering, but it did make the headache go away.
That's good.
That's another thing I was saying to him. I was like, women go through so much with pregnancy and childbirth and postpartum. And then the men who are in the monster category are like, well, now I don't like you because of all you gave and what you did to give me a child.
Yeah. Anyway, last night I was annoyed because so like minor, but Max needed to switch his laundry and my load was in the dryer. And I was like, can you just go get my load out for me? And he's like, well, I don't want to put it in the wrong spot. I don't know where you want me to put it. I was like, I'm 20 weeks pregnant. I was like, I'm just trying to rest. But then I was like, oh, fine, I'll do it. And then I felt fine. But yeah, I feel like it's sort of those things where I'm like, I feel like I should be getting extra like mercy. But yeah, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But yeah, and then so that was definitely a big low. And then I think my high was actually today was the first day because I had a cold too. That like, was a big part of it last week, and I finally started to feel better, and I just feel like everything old is new again. One of my favorite quotes. It's like working out or like just moving and not being in pain and just being happy and living your life. It's like you just All I can think about, and this happens every time I'm sick, is like, I hate laying around. It's so boring. I just get so like, honestly, kind of depressed. I feel
it does make you feel depressed.
Yeah, I'm trapped. Feel like a lump. I feel like I have nowhere to go.
And
I
the world is passing you by.
Yeah, I'm just inside your house alone for days. I mean, I had the twins, but it's like, they're not like having adult conversations with me. I'm just like alone in the world.
Delicious.
Yeah.
You know what? I realized that they give commercial.
They
like,
do.
They're selling you on their products. Like when they have that smoothie video that you sent me, they said like, smoothies, so good or whatever they said.
Gosh.
I was like, you're in a commercial right
there, now. I don't know. My son Leo especially, I don't know where he gets these things. He's been saying the
like
funniest.
Taglines.
The funniest freaking things. And I think he gets them from like Blue's Clues or whatever because that's the show they watch. But I ask him, like, oh, do you want some peanut butter crackers? And he goes, yes, yes, of course. I don't know.
Yeah, they have all these, like, taglines.
Yes, yes, yeah, very quirky, random sayings.
That's
that they
so
say.
Cute.
So, anyway, yeah. That was my high to finally reemerge from the grave.
Amen.
All Barrett does all day is constantly ask me, what happens if, insert whatever. So, it's like, what happens if we don't clip my nails? So I had to show him a picture. Really long nails.
Oh my gosh. I almost wanted to FaceTime you today because I was trying to work out, attempting, and the twins, and then I had put on I Like to Move It, and the twins are dancing. And I was like, oh man, we should FaceTime Barrett and see if they could play the song at the same time and then dance. But then I was like, it'd probably be kind of hard to do.
Was that you or you that Barrett was like, did you know if you don't clip your nails, they get really long?
It wasn't me.
Who did he just
say? Maybe it was to you.
Oh, it was Betsy, I think. It was Betsy. She was like, yeah. Yeah, it was Betsy. It was Betsy. Betsy was at our house the other day. It was not me.
I know.
And he keeps saying that. Can I see the picture of the long nails?
Oh my God.
Because I showed him one of those really disturbing ones.
Because
he wanted to know what happens. I was like, this is what happens.
Hmm. This might backfire. He might be like, I want to be Wolverine and let his nails grow.
No.
Oh. Anyway, next time.
My high was I went to Poland.
Wow.
But I don't think I can say why yet. I don't really know.
Working
when
on
I can
a project.
Say. I did
a
something.
A cool project.
Ooh. So that's mysterious high.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
I feel like no one would ever guess.
Very
if they
random.
Try to guess, they can't
they
guess what it is.
Still would never guess.
I felt bad because I posted on my story like that I was there when I got back, and all these people were like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were here in my country. And I felt bad because everyone was so excited. It was actually really wholesome, people being like, oh my gosh, you were in my country. I hope you liked it. I was like,
oh. Did you guys know we had like a really big Polish following?
Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, I should have done like a meetup there, but
yeah.
I didn't have time.
I think it was one of
think
our,
of it.
What was it? One of our biggest like, it might have been streaming. Hmm. I can't remember if it was streaming or YouTube. I think it was streaming because I think YouTube was, I'm thinking of Germany more. Or maybe it got to like a really high number in Poland with one of our, maybe that's what it was, with one of our EPs or something. It got to the highest number of all the places.
Like
Poland was the, or I think Malaysia.
Why do I feel like
Poland.
It might have been Up at Night?
Does ring a bell?
Yeah. Trouble. So anyway, Poland. We always really want to go to Poland because of that. We're like, oh, we have to go. We have such a following there. Hmm. So then she finally freaking went.
Yeah, but none of you knew. I'm sorry. Oh, she went. I felt bad.
Oh yeah, I went too. It was fun.
Were you hiding that? My no. low though was that I couldn't sleep when I was there.
Oh yeah. Amy
so I slept for like 3 hours a night.
That's cool. Like me in China.
But then I was right. like, you know what? I was like, you know, I feel like I'm getting a taste of motherhood. How you guys don't sleep? And I'm like, you know what? It's possible to function after like broken up sleep of 3 hours. So it made me encouraged that I could handle lack of sleep, but it was very painful. Like, it's like in the morning, it's bad, and then as the day goes on, you get used to it, but then like night comes and you're like,
you get kind of like delirious at one point.
Yeah, but then night came. Blurring. Did I go to sleep? No.
Oh,
I didn't. I just didn't sleep again.
Yikes.
So it was like my wake Your window, wake window? Was the middle of the night, and then like the time my body was ready to sleep, I had to do stuff. Ooh. So it's like, yikes. It's just, yeah. Jet lag, yeah. I'm like explaining this as if no one's ever heard of that.
Yeah.
But that was my low, was the lack of sleep. But it was fun though. It wasn't that low. I still liked it.
Love it.
Yeah. It was really fun going to Poland. That was a high because I didn't have to do anything at all. I just followed Lord around. It was great. It was
my
such
low
a good
actually was Amy walking in public and then going, ah! So loud, like she like gets off the plane and goes,
what?
Ah! I was like, Amy, that's really unsettling for people.
Why was
when
she
you
doing
yell
that?
Like that? Like that's her like expressing exasperation. You know, like usually you go like,
my Lord, like, I did that in the grocery store last night on accident. And I saw what you mean.
And you do it when you walk through a door somewhere. That's like her entrance. Like usually like you would do it and you just go,
yes.
You
I don't know.
About what? What was it about?
I don't know. Like if I'm
it
tired.
Was like the same way
when
people just go.
Honestly, okay. The way you would say it is like Amy does out loud what people do in their minds.
Yes.
So people are thinking of these certain emotions and they're just like, I don't want to like disturb anyone. But Amy's just like, ah, and she
I was like
lets it out there.
I learned last night though, because I actually saw these like group of teens at the grocery store were very unsettled. So I was like,
because it's scary.
That.
Why is she yelling like that?
I'm tired. I will brag though and say sorry, but I didn't have any jet lag going there or coming back at all.
Yeah, she just slept through the
Thank
night.
Thank goodness, because we would not hear the end of the night. If you had a problem with it, it would be really bad. Because guys,
like, no, because I was like, even if I didn't sleep, I would have been like, I have nothing to do. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because I was thinking hopefully
you sleep
they're sleeping
well.
I do sleep well. I somehow magically slept
surprising.
On the plane there. And
That's
then
really
got
surprising.
Back and slept. I just adjust. I
but
adjusted
you didn't
very
have
easily.
Things to stress about, so maybe that really
yeah,
helped.
I yeah, I literally had nothing to even think about or do.
So that was the key.
The whole trip was like a surprise. Mm. I didn't know what was going on when at all.
Oh, that was Jay's Gone Unhinged.
Jay's Gone Wild. It was so fun.
If you know what Jay is, I'm talking about Myers-Briggs. We did a whole episode on that. You should definitely go look at it if you care about that.
Oh, but the number one high was pierogies.
Oh, those were
really?
Good.
They were amazing.
Yum.
They were so good.
Is that your high of the week? You guys had those. That's the only food I know from Poland.
Oh, my gosh. They were incredible.
Someone made that for me once.
So what was your low?
No. My low was recovering from my massive burnout I did 2 weeks ago. But then I'm recovered, so I feel good now.
That's
nice.
Good. You looked a little dead yesterday.
Oh, I was.
Cause it was the first
Amy came
day
over
back.
To house for so long.
I was there for like 7 hours.
And she was like,
ugh. Yeah, cause didn't you guys travel the day before for like 16 hours?
And I was awake for 22 hours.
Yeah, we were
straight.
Awake for 22 hours.
That's
motherhood.
Crazy. Yeah,
yeah, wow. We woke up at midnight this time to come
back. Little sneak preview.
And then I went to bed at 9 this time.
Right. Wow. This episode is sponsored by Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip.
Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. This is definitely seems like a really positive, good app. We've looked at a lot of the reviews and a lot of people have a really good experience. It seems like it's very well put together. And if I needed something like this, I would definitely use Earnin. So you can make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Cimarelli under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Cimarelli under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right, guys. So we're going to jump into our TMI girl.
Girl talk.
Q&A. I was like, girl questions? No, girl talk. But first, I have to tell you guys, if you want all the full episodes, you got to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli, where you get all the full episodes. You get a Q&A every Monday with one of us, including Lisa some of the Mondays, just saying. And there's an exclusive live stream with us every month where we try to say one, at least one behind the scenes thing or play some behind the scenes thing for you guys. Blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, that's it, right? You got it. You guys got it? Okay,
yeah,
let's go.
I think they got it.
So, speaking of Patreon, we're going to start with questions from Patreon. So, we got our questions from Instagram.
Instagram and Patreon.
Oh, I was just thinking of that audio. Oh my gosh, I love this question.
No, I'm talking That's the,
That's from TikTok. Yeah. From the interview with, what's her name?
Lola.
I knew Amy would know her name.
Tom?
First question from Patreon, then we'll get to our Instagram questions. A lot of these are like pregnancy. I'll do one non-pregnancy first. Okay. Ooh, this is an, I love this question. What's the best, most accurate, and effective way you have found to track your period? That is literally the best question. Is that not the best question?
What?
Is that a great question?
No.
Oh, that's a great question.
Because okay, I can't accurately predict it because it's kind of different.
Well, okay. No, I think she means, I don't think she means predict. I think she means
she said to track it.
Like, oh, it happened on this day. Oh. Okay, so basically there's a couple things that, how do we make this not very long? Okay, so if you're thinking of apps are not going to tell you anything except for like they have this like programmed thing and like, oh, your past ones were this long, so this one might be this long. And they're going off of like the average 28-day cycle, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're not actually telling you much about what's happening with you. They're telling you what they think might happen, which you could already guess what might happen.
Well, but they do say though, like at least in the ones that I used, it was like my cycle is about this many days on average. So they do tailor it to what your tends to be. But a lot of people don't have a regular cycle, so
even
hard.
If you have a regular length, if something happens that throws off ovulation, then you can randomly have a much longer one, or you could randomly have a much shorter one. Mm-hmm. So it's not actually, it's giving you like on average, this is what's going on. So this can give you like kind of a good idea. So apps can give you that much, which helps with that, I guess. But the real thing that tells you basically everything is ovulation. Because once, basically after you start your period, and your period, like the menstrual cycle part, or is that what you call it? The beginning part actually ends after the first however many days, 4 or 5, whatever the heck, how many days, then your body's just waiting, gearing up, getting ready, whatever, to ovulate. And that could take weeks. It could take a week. It could take not that long or really long. So no app can tell you when you're going to ovulate. It could tell you what it thinks, maybe based on the past months, but it cannot tell you. It has no idea. The only thing they can tell you is your hormones and testing them and blah, 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 all this other stuff. And there's a bunch of things that we'll show you, like cervical mucus, hormone tests. I know Amy's going to get mad about that. What are the
your temperature.
Things? Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. Temp. There's
LH
a bunch
strips.
Of stuff. There's all sorts of stuff. You can look it up. If you look up...
fertility tracking.
Yeah, if you're just tracking for like funsies, you just look up like fertility awareness method, whatever, and you can just be tracking all the fertile signs and all this stuff, right? So once you ovulate, then you get your period about 2 weeks later, pretty much guaranteed. It's like a certain amount of days that's like pretty regular for you. That one does not change wildly. It's not like a month later, 4 weeks later, that's not gonna happen. It's like 2 weeks. Mm. It's pretty much, it's like on the dot after you ovulate.
That's why when people are trying to get pregnant, they call it the 2 week wait. Because it's about 2 weeks from when you ovulate to when you would get your period.
So I saw this girl who got pregnant right after, I saw this on TikTok, right after her giving birth. I was going to say pregnancy. Right after giving birth, she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I was using like a couple, few weeks. She's like, I was using, or like 2 months, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months, I don't know, several weeks, let's say that. My point is, she's like, I was using an app to track my fertility.
No.
The app doesn't. Okay, the app is tracking it in hindsight, okay? Mm. So I can put in like, okay, I observed these fertile signs, blah, 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 whatever, and I put it into the app. The app is not telling me my cervical mucus also, or my hormones.
That's a whole, postpartum is a whole other wild, wild west.
Yeah, that's a very
different
situation.
Where things are just very confusing. And
but
very
she didn't know that. She didn't know.
Yeah, it's not just like, oh, you have your baby and suddenly your body's back to normal. It's like, no. Some people, it takes them, I've heard of someone 18 months it took them to get their period back.
Oh, I've heard of
like,
more
it
than
is
that,
very,
2 years.
Oh, wow. The longest I've heard is 18 months.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's a long
well,
time.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm a simple girl, okay? I don't need these apps with this and that, because I'm not like tracking for pregnancy or whatever. I just want to know what the deal is.
Oh, it can
you know?
Be for your health, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's so many
just,
reasons,
but I'm just
too.
Like, yeah. I'm not like, oh, I got to put in da, 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 da. I just want to know when it's coming.
When
so
last
I
time
just
it started?
Use, yeah. I just want to know what day I'm on and when it's probably going to come based on
yeah, like if you're
what
going
I
on
got.
A trip or something.
So I just use the app Hormone Horoscope.
Oh, I love that app. It's
and
so
it
good.
Tells
I think it's
me.
Dead, that app.
What?
Oh,
I tried to download
no.
it and it's gone.
So I already have it, so sad. But it's just a very simple app. I tried all the other apps, but it was too much information that mm-hmm. I was confused about. So yeah, maybe there's something else that's simple, but I just do a simple app that just tells you when it's going to come based on how
what
long your cycles are. That's all I do.
But so that's easy. Me. You can do that. But if you want to know more of like the signs and blah, blah,
yeah,
and
there's a
health,
lot you can get into.
You could get way into it. Oh, we'll move on. I don't want to bore you guys. So yeah, that's it. I feel like she already knows about an app, right? Maybe she doesn't. But just know that an app, yeah, that's different. No, nobody thinks. But no, I can't say nobody thinks that. I can't say it. Nobody
no,
thinks
I would
the
think
app
that.
Is really. Okay, I cannot
I would
say
think
that.
It's going to tell me what's going to happen.
Okay, I was going to say nobody thinks the app is actually telling them their real fertile window, but that's not true. People do
I
think that.
I would think that.
Okay.
I would too, because that's what
you know,
I'm saying.
Sometimes yeah. it would be right, but it would not, based off of not actual what's happening in real time. Okay, mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. So, next one. Oh, that was from, I have to say, that was from, what name is that?
Steffo?
Okay. Hopefully that was right.
Sounds like
well, there's other ways to say it, right? I was trying
like
to think of are there other ways to say that, probably not. Okay, sorry. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Okay. Betsy? How long did it take you guys to be comfortable in your lives and with yourselves? Do you have any tips to help others with that?
Comfortable in your life? Mm. What does that mean?
Wait, yeah.
Like, maybe, like, not feeling insecure all the time? Is that what you're saying?
Ah.
But like then in with yourself.
Like that. Isn't that yourself?
Well, you can be comfortable with yourself, maybe, and not as comfortable in your life, potentially.
How long did it take you? I would say into my 30s.
Comfortable.
I would say around my 30s is when I started to feel really more comfortable with myself.
I would say in my later 20s is when I started to become a lot more comfortable with myself.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would say like the last few years maybe.
Yeah, I feel like probably when I started healing from my eating disorder, so like around 28. But I do think there's, it's funny, I'm actually giving a talk for like middle and high school girls at a retreat coming up. Mm-hmm. And cute. I was just reflecting on like middle and high school and thinking about like
it's
insecurity, confidence.
How horrifying it is.
It is horrifying. But it's interesting because the conclusion I came to of reflection was I don't actually think, like I do remember a certain point where I started to like my appearance more. But I don't actually think that's like confidence or even really being comfortable with yourself. Not that it's not fun to like, oh, I found a hairstyle that really suits me, or like, oh, I love this type of outfit, or I'm trying out things with my style. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
I feel like it's like shaky ground.
It's
though.
Really
shaky. You don't have
shaky.
It like rooted.
And I think
you get older.
You know that you're getting more comfortable when you find confidence in things that are not related to the way that you look.
Yeah.
It's like who you are as a person. Regardless of how you're looking or how you're feeling or how someone reacted to you that day or gave you a compliment or didn't give you a compliment. Like,
yeah.
It's not related to like other people's reactions to you. It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that is when you kind of know that you're developing.
What
like,
are the best
confidence?
If you could think of one thing that helped you along the way that you would share, what helped you become more comfortable with yourself?
I think for me, as someone who's like a big people pleaser, this is kind of what I realized from my talk, was like I had to stop basing it on other people.
Yeah.
So that was not just guys that I had crushes on, but also friends. Like it was so based on like other people. And until I really started exploring my own interests and like writing poetry, oh, I love reading. I started like skateboarding, playing the bass, like different things that were sort of just like things that I enjoyed that didn't have to do with like another person's like opinion of me. I started to like myself and just my personality and not just like, oh, I need to look a certain way or something.
I think for me, it's like letting the curtain down of like not trying to be so perfect all the time and like present myself how I think people want to see me and say the right thing and do the right thing and be the right thing. And instead just kind of like exposure therapy of like just being the not perfect version of myself and then seeing like, oh, people still love you when you're not like this perfect thing.
I think for me, it was like accepting the facts of my personality, basically being like, this is who you are, the end. Like you are, insert whatever word, like you are quiet, you are louder, you are more introverted, you are more extroverted, like whatever you are, like being real with yourself. Like it's like looking at I'm trying to think of a random, okay, it's like if you were like just looking at a plant and describing, or like a flower, you're like, you are a rose, you are red, you have thorns, you have this, you have that, instead of just being like, oh, but I want to be a daisy. It's like, no, no, no. You are a rose. Like calling out the facts about you and then being able to be like, you know, even if this thing's not my number one fave thing or the most desirable thing, like this is me and I want to accept it as me. If it's not like a character flaw, I'm just saying like, you know, like if you're like, oh, I'm really, well, no, accepting those and working on them, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say that. Getting real with myself and accepting those things. Amy, you got anything thrown?
I would say basically what you were saying, just like taking your own power back and being like, I don't need to give the power of my very own personal self-acceptance to everybody else. I can be the one that decides that it's okay to accept who I am and the traits about me and just like work with that and be acceptable.
Putting the power back in yourself, into your hands. Okay, so this is from Soraya. How to communicate and talk to people when emotional. I can't get words out when I'm worked up.
Ooh.
I feel like that's a good question for not me.
Honestly, me. I feel like all the literature, doesn't it kind of say like you should like take a break and like excuse
if you
yourself?
Can't, if you can't get the words, I feel like you need to breathe. You probably do need to be like, I need a moment to collect myself probably.
Yeah, and like can Something we continue like this conversation at another time? Like later or I'll come back. But like, yeah.
Come up with a line you can say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's something that just happens as you get older, hopefully. Like, kind of mellow out a little bit. But I know for me, looking back, I don't remember good results from just going for it when I'm, like, really worked up. Mm-hmm. Usually it's kind of bad. And it's
like, you're emotionally... I think what she's saying is, I get so emotionally dysregulated that I can't really function in a conversation when I'm that dysregulated and, like, triggered, basically. So you need to learn regulation skills, really.
Yeah, and also you don't have to have intense conversations all the time just because there's other people want to have them. You can
excuse yourself.
Excuse yourself and have them at a venue and a time that is better for you.
Like my husband likes to do that. Like say, let me take a moment. And
exactly.
I used to be like, no, and now I'm like, yeah, it's a good idea.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Instagram. Okay, first question. how do you keep high standards when dating, but also be open to whatever life brings you?
That's interesting.
It's kind of like our episode that was like red flags, or is it a red flag?
Or are you too picky? Mm.
It's like that. It's like you have to get real with yourself and be like, is this a real standard or not? Like certain things you're not going to be open to. Yeah. If your standard is like, I want someone who's honest and has integrity, you don't need to be open to someone who doesn't have integrity.
Yeah. And like, that's like a broader trait though, that like, I think it's more about being like, having your standards about like broader traits, not necessarily super narrow things.
Yeah. You need to figure out where your standards are and maybe like reassess if you feel like they're too narrow. Like it shouldn't be a height. Sorry, but shouldn't.
No.
Shouldn't be a hair color. Shouldn't be a height. I just saw this TikTok. Guys, I'm chronically on TikTok, at least the last week I was, because Tristan had a fever, so I was literally holding her. I was holding her the entire day besides her nap for 4 days straight. Everything I did,
dude,
she was
you
on
must
my
get
hip.
Mad.
I was like,
arm muscles.
I was getting so good at one hand stuff. I was kind of like out of practice, and I was like, wow, doing everything. Because it's easier when they're a toddler because they can like
hold themselves
like,
up.
Like hold up. Yeah. So anyway, I was chronically on TikTok. So I feel like I keep referencing TikToks, but I saw this one, and it was saying like, it was talking about guys, but I think girls are the same thing. Or maybe not. I don't know. Saying like, people are like really specific about hair color that they're attracted
they
to.
They're
like,
what?
They're like, blonde, yes. Redhead, I don't know. I don't think about that. Brunette, no. Or opposite. Blonde, no, absolutely not.
And
then I thought about it and I was like,
redheads are cute.
I've only liked brunettes in my whole life, or maybe like dark blonde that was almost brunette, not like light blonde ever.
I've liked every hair color. So
really?
I have no.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
No, literally red hair, blonde hair,
love
black hair, brown hair.
I feel like I've never met a red
bald.
I've never met a redhead man my age, I don't think.
What? You never met
you
one?
Probably
I
think have. You have. You just walked,
you just
it,
walked
out,
it out. Yeah.
No, I feel like I didn't.
You were like, oh, I like brown hair and blue eyes or something, right?
That's what I married.
And that's what you got.
But that wasn't a requirement.
That's not a standard. It's just like a preference.
Yeah. No, but I was
I'm
thinking
sure
about,
if you met a redhead that knocked your socks off,
isn't
you would have
that
them.
Weird?
Yeah.
That, do you think that for you or no?
Well, it's weird because the other night, Max and I were just saying, I was like, you and I both have like pretty dark brown hair. Do we have any friends that have both in the couple have dark brown hair? I was like, I feel like that's not very common. Like I actually can't think of I can't think of one of my friends that has dark two that are married with dark brown hair. I don't know.
Okay, but
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, did you find that you had it wasn't for me? It wasn't on purpose. Did you find
no,
you had, like a preference for brunettes over blondes?
I think yes.
No.
I literally like every type of hair, even bald.
If you lined up all the boys I liked, they all looked vastly different from each other.
Yeah.
Height, was the hair color anywhere near the same?
No, it was all over the place.
Just
red,
me.
Blonde,
it's just
brown.
Me.
Yes!
Like, it's just me
I don't
and
know
the
if
men.
I like, never liked a baldy.
Christina.
A baldy Raldy.
Oh, I've never.
Baldies are cute.
Well, I feel like I've never met a bald man in my age when I was dating.
I feel like bald men just give off this air of confidence.
Yes, yeah. Dude.
It's like
I was thinking about this in church the other day. I think about this all the time. Every time I'm in church, I always see a lot of, that's where I'm exposed the most to men who are balding, right? In church.
Yeah.
Well, where else would that happen?
You don't
tell
like
me.
To leave
the
your
grocery
house,
store.
So maybe.
You don't go
wait,
there.
But also I feel like not very many men. I don't really see time when I'm at the grocery store.
Anyway, I think about this every week. I think about two things. One, this is not men balding.
Besides
one,
the Lord Jesus
okay,
Christ.
I really apologize to God for this, but I think, one, that so many hairdressers should not have a job. Because I look around and I'm thinking, what happened to a lot of these? I'm not like hating on it. I'm just thinking like, I don't understand how the hair looks like that.
Christina.
I'm not saying this in a mean way. I'm just
but
saying
maybe
like,
it was the client. Maybe they
maybe
wanted
they
it.
Liked
and they
it.
Like brought a picture in there.
No,
like,
it
okay.
looks, no. It looks like it's done wrong. It's not like, why? I'm not
okay.
saying, why did you dye your hair red? I'm not saying that. I'm saying, why does it look so wrong? Or like, why do the highlights look so wrong? Like, why are they,
okay.
like very, not well done? Like, I'm just saying they're not well done is what I'm saying.
I just watched a whole video about
the science of, I should find it, it was such a good video. It was like the science of haircuts and how, this was so weird, but it was like, if you have a certain face shape, and I kind of want to test this theory. She was saying, you will look better if your certain hair length is an even number of inches.
Wait,
versus another face shape. So she was saying, that's why when your hair is at one length, it looks really good, and then it grows out an inch, and you're like, ooh, it's awkward. Then
wait,
it grows
that's another me right inch, now. That's me right now. I need to cut at least an inch off. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, I have no wait, I know this well as wait, someone who had short yes, hair for a very long time.
That's me with these, they need to be a certain length.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, okay. It's like the things that frame your face. Yeah.
What anyway. I was going to say, I look around and I'm thinking, this.
Have a job.
Well, no, wait, listen, it's like art, though. Doing hair is like art.
Yeah.
Like, not anyone can just get up there and paint, like, the perfect thing. So then we're like, oh, paint my hair, basically.
Yeah.
And they're not painting
wait,
it well.
Wait, that's actually real.
That's what I'm
real.
Saying. Okay, but anyway, I
it's
think
probably hard.
All the time about a couple things. I think, first of all, if I was a man, if I had hair growing right here and nowhere else,
shave
I would shave it.
Be
first
like
of
Vin
all,
Diesel.
I wait, think hair right
yes,
here.
Yes,
so many men
and
have
nowhere
that.
Else.
Yes.
They have, like, here and then, like, wait, kind of here.
That is a very real thing. That is
okay. So real.
So I think, why are you holding on to that piece? I understand it's trying to be, like, holding on to your hair, but no, you're not holding on to your hair. Just shave that part. It would look so much better, number one. Number two, I think, if I'm balding, I'm going to shave my head.
What, you mean you as a woman?
As a man.
Oh.
If I'm balding, I'm going to shave my head.
Amen.
Why? I'm just looking around. I'm thinking, why did you not shave? Why did you not shave? Why do you not shave? Why?
Because they're holding on to the dream.
Why are they
They'll
holding
come back.
On? Okay.
It's not going to come back, though.
Don't hold on to the hair. They're bald. Okay.
Bald is beautiful.
Bald by choice.
It looks so good.
It does.
I think all men look better when they shave their head and confidently put themselves out there in the world with a shaved head.
Yes.
I don't care how good your hair looked before. It doesn't look good now. I don't care how good it looked before. It's balding. Don't hold on to it. Like, be confident.
Just rock it. You'll
I don't
look
care.
Better. You will look better.
If your head shape is, like, off, whatever, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You look so much better when you are confident and you're like, I don't need hair. Okay?
True.
It doesn't have to be, like, dead bald. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a razor, like... Like,
but like a buzz cut.
Like, we could see a little bit of it, right? We could see, like, a little bit there.
Like a buzz, that's
fine.
That's, right.
That's fine. But yeah. this part, no.
You know, we come from a long line of balding men.
Yo, yeah. Apparently
and
Harry
I feel
Styles
like they do a good job.
His head recently.
Who?
Wow.
Harry Styles
wow.
buzzed his curls.
I cannot
that's
imagine.
That's what I'm saying. It's like.
Cannot imagine that.
Yeah, anyway, I think about that all the time in church. I'm like, why? If I was a man, I would confidently shave my head.
See,
that's
I'm picturing
so your
you,
personality,
picturing
though.
You staring at the back of a man's head at church.
Like, shave
well,
it.
Because they'll
shave
like gel, it. They'll gel part of the hair over, and I'm like, I get you're holding on to the hair, but why? What is it giving you? It doesn't make you more.
Guys, like, right? If we were at a live Q&A, the original asker of the question would be saying, okay, so when I'm picky.
I was just thinking
oh yeah
about that.
The point is
I was just thinking that I think about that every week.
No, it's so real though. You're just 100%
yeah,
right.
PSA is that men
the
you
PSA
need to be,
is bald is beautiful.
You need to be confident in your bald head. Even if someone thinks it's ugly, they're totally wrong. I'm telling
they
you
they are wrong.
They're dead wrong.
Think about your ancestors.
You look
Rock,
good without hair. I don't
Vin
care
Diesel,
I don't care what you look
Ted
like
Cruz.
You look good without hair. I'm telling you, put a beanie on or a hat if you don't like it. Amazing.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
love
men,
a hat.
Who, shave,
Amen. Love
men
a hat.
Who shave their head wear a beanie or a hat. Amazing.
You look great
without the hat or beanie. Amazing.
Still good.
I'm just telling you,
love
you
it.
Do look good. I guarantee it.
Amen.
I don't care what you think. You look. You look better. You look better than your hair being half there.
Amen.
And the confidence.
Yes.
It's just so confident. Okay. Anyway,
it
I was thinking,
really
like,
is.
When Nick starts balding, I'm gonna be like, shave it.
Well, Nick already has short hair anyway.
Do you
it's not gonna look bad.
Never mind.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
Nick doesn't really give balding ever.
No.
Okay. Moving on. So.
Oh no! I can.
How
see
do you deal with
the choir loft? All of the men's tops of their heads, like the young ones, and I'm like, Some of you are in for a rough ride.
Oh my gosh! I thought you said bald is beautiful.
No, it is, but it's probably hard to come to terms with.
See, that's how yeah. I realized I was tall because I could see the tops of a lot of their heads. And I was wow. thinking, am I tall? Okay, anyway, move on. To summarize, I just need to say, I'm not saying women look bad or their hair looks bad. I'm just saying I think that an artist should do an artist's job.
Amen.
No, and that's honestly...
that's what I'm saying.
People, I've noticed on reality shows, sometimes I think people look better without makeup. And it's like,
because their makeup.
Don't
bad.
Get me started on saying, that. Like, yeah. Don't no, start on that. That. How do you deal with all things period? Cramps, emotional reactions, mood swings,
all of it.
Oh my gosh, emotional problems. I'm literally gonna make a doctor's appointment because I think I have a problem.
Oh, PMDD.
Yeah,
I feel like I might have that too.
I think I have that.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I looked up. I found the person I'm going to go to because I'm like, I think I might have a hormonal problem. So if you have that problem, you should probably go to the doctor. Cramps? Unfortunately, I regret to inform you I don't really have cramps. What do you guys do to deal with cramps?
Who has Advil? I take Advil and Tylenol.
I've taken Advil a couple times.
I just take Advil.
And usually it works.
But some people, I want to just...
Eating pad?
Give you a shout out because like I've had friends who like literally they are bedridden for like a couple days.
That's horrible.
It's so sad that women have that like extreme, like people have endometriosis. It's like,
I think it's like being in labor. It's like you're in labor every month.
I saw this girl's TikTok and she said she was pregnant and she went into labor and she didn't even know she was in labor because it was what she dealt with her cramps every month. And she's like, oh, this can't be labor because it's not that bad. And they were like, you're in active labor.
Well, here's when it gets you. Well, me, apparently not you guys. When it's so painful that you are nauseous.
Yeah.
So you can't take
Advil. That is bad.
Because you'll throw up.
Oh, I've never had that.
Oh, that, so painful it's nauseous. That was like my kidney stone.
I've just had that like, so painful that it's woken me up in the middle of the night and I'm like, ow, ow, ow. That's happened to me.
So, but, I don't know. Yeah. Take
that's
Advil.
Like labor.
And Tylenol.
Also, I will say she said, what are your tips? My biggest tip is to, kind of we were saying the other one, track your cycle. I realize I might have some tinge of the PMDD or something, which is like the mood disorder you get.
That's like you want to die once a month.
Yeah, for me, it shows up, ain't right. Which I've been feeling this way a lot in pregnancies. I'm like, oh, this kind of sucks. But before my period, I always feel really like sad and really like everyone hates me. I'm alone. Mm-hmm. Everyone is just like ruining my life and I'm ruining my own life. And I'm like, I just feel like a little worm on the bottom of the ground. And like, I can't trust anyone. I'm alone in life. Just like these really sad, like isolating feelings.
It's like pathetic and then and alive.
Yes. And then my period comes and I'm like, oh. But when I start feeling that way and I'm like, oh, am I about to my period? Okay. I feel a little bit better because I'm like, it's not me. It's the hormone.
That's true. When I know that that's why, I feel like I deal with it better because I'm like, okay, this will go away soon.
Yeah. And I try to give myself a little grace. I'm like, look, Kath, you're not horrible. It's just your mind. It's tricking you. You don't look horrible in every outfit you have. Just get through this time and you'll be okay.
Amen. Yeah, I used to be like feeling like emotional and being like, oh, it's just your hormones and that would make me feel better. But then this is why I was going to go to the doctor, because then this last month I was like, I think this is hormonal, and I just, it didn't feel better at all. I was like, I'm in a dark, dark pit, and it was like, it had a grip on me, and it was like, I could feel that it felt hormonal, but it was like, nothing would shift it. My mindset, there was nothing I could do to shift my mindset in any way, so I was like, this is really bad.
Yeah.
And then it did, as soon as I got my period, I was like, oh.
Right?
So, and normally that's not what you would think when you get your period. Mm-hmm. You're not like, oh, I feel great.
I do like mentally, but then if I physically feel that, kind of overshadows that.
Yeah, you're like, we're switching one bad for another bad.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Oh, to be a woman.
He blocked me when I sent him a follow, but he keeps looking at me and doesn't break eye contact with me.
What?
Run away.
Are you sure?
Never speak to him again.
He blocked you when you sent him a follow-up? Like, you texted him. Oh, you sent him a follow.
Like a follow request, probably.
You've tried to follow
him on Instagram.
He blocked you. But then he's staring at you.
That's giving
weird.
No.
Unhinged.
It's just no.
It's but maybe he's scared and he keeps staring at her.
No, stop.
No. He's scared of her. No offense.
Did you do something?
Why is he staring at you? I'm telling you, it's not because he has a crush. He's not going to block you if he has a crush on you. Nobody does that.
That's true.
Well, only if you're really unhinged.
I'm just saying
that could
too
be
unhinged.
If you're really unhinged, that you could do that.
Combo of staring and blocking is a really
this
bad
person
combo.
Is just unhinged. You got to move on and just sail
it's
to
giving
a different
bad
seat.
Vibes.
Bad vibes only.
Yeah, that ain't good. Sorry, guys. Why do I leak through a tampon? This is a problem. You should need to talk to your doctor. Just saying.
Well,
I just want
to
tell
you. You might need like a stronger one.
Yeah, it could be the size, and you should talk to your doctor.
You need to figure out what's going on, because that's probably not a good sign at
all. Well, they might just be wearing when it's too small.
Maybe.
But if it's like regularly happening and you're on the biggest size, like you definitely should talk to your doctor. You need to talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to talk to our doctors more about these things. I'm telling you, that's what they're there for. You really need to.
Amen.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. To hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon at patreon.com/Cimarelli, where we post every episode in full. You can also watch all of our past seasons and Patreon-only episodes when you become a patron.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.